Hello everyone, I'm Madeline Thornton and I'm joined with Kevin Yang, and today we are representing Group B3 to tell you about our capstone project on the fungal pretreatment of lignocellulosic waste for anaerobic digestion and upgrading to renewable natural gas. So as we all know, society is moving towards finding ways to produce clean and renewable sources of energy. Anaerobic digestion is currently one of the main processes to produce renewable natural gas and is done by digesting organic waste such as food and yard waste into biogas. In order for these facilities to be economically viable within British Columbia, they must produce over 50,000 gigajoules of RNG annually. Unfortunately, most communities within BC do not have enough food and yard waste to meet this target. So the goal of our project is to increase the production of RNG coming from anaerobic digestion to make these facilities more widely available for smaller cities. In order to do this, we have added a fungal pretreatment step, which is capable of breaking lignin and hemicellulose-rich waste, such as wood waste, into constituents that can be digested to make RNG. Right now, traditional anaerobic digestion facilities currently cannot accept wood waste, but with this fungal pretreatment process, facilities will be capable of processing wood waste to increase the production of RNG. We are proposing to construct the plant in Penticton, BC, and will be pulling waste from the city of Penticton and surrounding municipalities within the Okanagan-Similkameen Valley. As you can see, we are closely located to the local landfill, which will allow easy access to municipal's waste. With the fungal pretreatment process, the facility is capable of processing 44,000 tons of waste per year to produce 52,000 gigajoules of RNG. This will also be displacing almost 2,600 CO2 equivalent tons of emissions per year. I will now pass it to Kevin to go into a bit more detail on the process at this facility.
Thanks, Maddie. So to talk a bit about the process of producing the renewable natural gas. Lignocellulosic food and green waste are first brought to the facility. The lignocellulosic waste is first processed in a shredder, then placed in our fungal pretreatment reactor for 21 days at 28 degrees. The fungal reactor is kept at 60 to 80% humidity and 15% oxygen, and utilizes a strain of fungi, Trimedes versicolor, which is native to BC. It breaks down the lignin, cellulose, and hemicellulose in a lignocellulosic waste. Then it joins the mulched green and food waste to be loaded into our first anaerobic digester, where it is mixed for 12 days at roughly 40 degrees. This is where hydrolysis happens and around a quarter of our biogas is generated. It then moves on to our second anaerobic digester for 16 days at 35 degrees, where methanogenesis occurs and where the rest of the biogas comes from. The remaining slurry is processed and the solid digestate is sent to a composting facility while the gray water is recycled. Biogas is upgraded to renewable natural gas by pressure swing absorption, where impurities like carbon dioxide, oxygen, and hydrogen sulfide are removed. The natural gas gets tested by FortisBC, then injected into the grid where it can be sold to our customers. And I'll pass it back to Maddie, who will talk to you a bit more about our economic analysis.
Thank you, Kevin. So going into a bit more detail on the economics of this project, we've estimated a capital expenditure of $29.4 million, an operating expenditure of $2.55 million per year, and an annual revenue of $4 million. In order to cover some of the capital expenditure, the provincial and federal governments will offer grants for clean energy projects to help reduce Canada's emissions and grow the economy. We are looking to receive grants from the funds listed at the bottom, which can provide up to 75% of our capital expenditure. Assuming the project will receive a 50% grant and a low interest rate loan at 5%, an internal rate of return of 7.8% is achieved. FortisBC typically aims for an IRR of 7% on RNG projects, so this project meets their minimum acceptable rate of return. This project also has an estimated payback period of 10 years, and we have found other feasibility studies done within North America that have estimated a payback period of 5 to 16 years. So we are confident that this project is economically viable. To conclude, we would like to say thank you to Dr. Ver, Dr. Potvin, and Mr. Beretta from UBC Chemical and Biological Engineering, along with Mr. Broda and Mr. Lau from FortisBC for their continued guidance and support throughout this project. Thank you all for joining in, and we are happy to answer any questions you may have.